Check, 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 check. This is the Council Cast. Council Cast, Council. Too hot. I need to move my mic away from myself.
It's too hot to touch. This is the Council Cast, episode 172, being recorded on June 29th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit!
With little background and next to no expertise.
Your lips didn't even move that
time. Oil can! Oil can! That's all I could hear. That's all I heard when you did that.
Perfect. Perfect, because all Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. So anybody want to get rich quick?
Yeah, obviously.
Always. Love it. Let's
do it. Perfect. Well, you know, you might be familiar with fool's gold, or pyrite as it is commonly known.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not just fake. It is real gold, actually.
What?
What? Oh, now you tell me. I bought on my pyrite, sold on my pyrite futures.
Oh, that's too bad. Because, yeah, apparently a bunch of scientists have now found out that actually fool's gold does, in fact, contain real gold. It's just really, really small.
So if you have enough fool's gold, you can melt it down and make real gold.
Yeah, eventually.
Eventually? What does that mean?
Apparently, they said that they can. It does have gold, but it's exceptionally small, and it can only be found using an atom probe.
Oh.
Which can apparently only visualize objects on the atomic scale.
It does.
So you just need to get your little atomic tweezers and just pick out the little gold atoms and
get
then stick
my hopes
them
up. Make up a bunch of baloney.
Now, wait a minute. Pyrite has atomic gold.
Pyrite has real gold.
No, atomic gold is what you said.
Yes, real atomic gold.
Wow.
Unfortunate.
How many atoms per unit of real gold is in pyrite?
How many units are you talking? I mean, gold's an element, so...
Yeah, like how many gold elements are there to pyrite elements, even though pyrite isn't an actual element? Like
2,463.
I don't believe you. I think you just made that up.
It's a real number.
That is, in fact, it would equate to some amount of gold, a unit of gold.
I want to know the efficiency of pulling gold atoms out of the pyrite, because how big of a chunk of pyrite do I need to get a nugget of gold?
I would imagine. Sounds like an article coming on there, Dave.
That's what I'm wanting to know.
Yeah, sounds like an article. I appreciate the research you're going to do on this one.
Yeah. Who's written an article recently?
I have thought about writing one.
I think counts? About it every week.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I actually do think about it. I just don't write one. And then I'm like, oh,
you guys have no ideas how many tabs I have open on my computer still?
With ideas?
Dedicated to articles that I want to, like, comment on.
Oh. Maybe that's why your mouth moves at the different speed of your audio.
Is it still doing that?
No.
It's good now.
Not right now.
Okay, good. I'm about ready to scream. And then you would have seen my mouth move afterward, and you would have known how mad I was based on my facial expressions.
Actually, we would have seen it first before we heard you.
Is that what happens?
Yes.
Well, then at least you wouldn't have been startled when you heard the noise.
The volume might have been startling, though.
Indeed.
Just like how startling the amount of gold is in pyrite, so... You know.
I think that's pretty interesting.
I'm going to give that
that's
a thumbs
where it gets
up
its
because,
color, is the.
Because I actually have a safety deposit box out in the Cayman Islands.
Full of
fool's gold.
Full of fool's gold.
I was like, those idiots, they'll never see it coming. And then all of a sudden, it's actually valuable.
Yeah.
You know, I give it a thumbs up for pyrite for fooling us yet again. First of all, it's I'm gold, and now it's like, oh, just kidding, I'm not. And then it's like, oh, actually, I am.
Actually, I'm super, actually, a lot gold.
A lot gold.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I agree. Yeah, way to go, Pyrite. Fool this again. Not only do you have gold, but you have atomic gold. That's
atomic gold. Well, you know, one way you might be able to get that atomic gold out of the Pyrite is by using the first laundry detergent made for space.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Great. Tell me more.
Great. Now the spacecraft won't be funky from all of the... Now they can wash your uniforms in space. You know,
I've heard that space is a very stinky place, probably because nobody washes their clothes up there. And apparently,
bunch of gross.
Tide has launched a new detergent that apparently will now allow astronauts to finally wash their clothes in space and stop smelling like shit.
Is that what they smell like in space?
I can only imagine.
I can only.
Where do you think all those farts go?
Good question.
Astronauts don't do that.
Blank. Astronauts don't fart.
As the great Leonard McCoy once said, space is a disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence.
You did say that.
Well, the reboot guy did, which is pretty cool, but I don't
it's
know.
Still
so
Leonard
is this dry
McCoy.
Cleaning or wet cleaning?
Can I bring up a bit of follow-up?
Sure.
Yeah.
I've brought this up several times where my plan is to get rid of all of the garbage on Earth by throwing it into the sun.
Oh, just like the future documentary.
Exactly.
Now, I did hear some interesting... Go ahead.
I do remember you talking about this.
Yes.
So my idea, and I was like, why haven't we started doing this yet? It seems very simple, right? Like, the sun is big enough that there will be no... harmful impacts to the universe with the minimal amount of garbage that the Earth makes in comparison to the size of the sun. We obviously are making too much garbage for Earth, but for the sun, meh, nada.
It's a great tie-in chat you got going on here about Tide Pods for space. Keep going.
So, you know, cleaning up space, cleaning up stuff, cleaning up Earth with outer space. It turns out shipping all of the space junk, all the Earth junk to space is too expensive, and that's why they don't do it. It's a really boring answer. The long article here that talks a lot about it, but, you know, I was like,
This has gone on long enough to be off topic. I think we should move on to the next topic.
You know, I was, I did hear something
anyway,
about
sure
taking trash and burning it to create coal pellets to burn in our coal.
And then
plants.
They turn that into Tide Pods, and then they send that to
and
the
then,
space station?
Yes, and then once it's done being used as a coal pod, then they burn it again, and it turns into a Tide Pod that you can use to clean space uniforms.
See, Dave, we brought it full circle there for you.
I tried really hard. It didn't make any sense, but I tried really hard.
You know, I actually kind of think it's an interesting idea. They apparently designed it specifically for not using a lot of water, but I also am not sure how this works, so I'm going to go with the thumbs down for being magic.
I'm going to say thumbs up for keeping our astronauts clean.
Well, it's really just their clothes clean, not them.
Well, it's a start anyway.
Oh, well, you know what's a start is apparently having wireless tire sensors inside of your tire. Which is
probably a good idea because a wire wouldn't get all wound up pretty quick, wouldn't you think?
I would think if it was sticking out, it probably wouldn't work so well. Yeah.
Yeah. Like getting string caught in your vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. but apparently, that's what Pirelli is doing. They have now made a cyber tire for the new McLaren Artura car, where. I found this was interesting, actually, because the tire pressure monitoring system that they're talking about, it does more than just tire pressure monitoring, I guess, but so many cars have these sensors in them, and they, like, just check the tire pressure, and that's pretty much about it. And Pirelli's like, well, you know, that's lame. We're just going to put a sensor in the actual rubber for the tire. And so not only can they measure pressure, but temperature and, like, actually how much force is kind of going into the tire on the ground and traction, and measure a whole bunch of stuff.
Wait, so it's not like an attachment on the valve stem type thing?
No. It's like most literally are now in the
it
tire.
Is in the Okay, so I was reading the headline of the article, because obviously we don't read the articles.
Right.
And I was like, but my car already does this. How is this special? But building it into the tire sounds cool, but it also sounds needlessly expensive.
Well, I'm assuming that's why they only put it on one car that probably costs like $5 million.
I was going to say, McLaren,
these tires
Artura,
cost?
Already, the word McLaren sounds needlessly expensive, so you should probably have a tire that matches this car.
I mean, the car is not that bad. Like, I've got three of them in the garage, so...
Hot Wheels just, don't count,
like,
Dave.
Like, the actual extra cost of this tire being made for just this one car is where it's like... They're going to make, what, like 300 of these tires then?
They're probably going to make 300 of these cars.
Probably won't make very many of them.
Sorry, maybe 400, because you got 100 cars. That might be even pushing it for this type of car that they make.
When you're going to make an elite car, you just need to make an elite tire to go with it.
Like, I could definitely see something like this being put into a Formula F1 tire. They would actually get useful data out of it.
Yeah, I'm actually a little surprised that they don't.
They probably already have technology to do all that.
Well, actually, I bet the tires don't last long enough. It probably would destroy the sensor.
here's a counterpoint, though. When cars first came out, they were selling for around 1,000. This is like the 1800s. They're around $1,000. And that was equivalent to $25,000 in today's money. And that was on an item that you weren't going to ever need to actually spend money on, because people had horses or just didn't need to go very far and they'd walk or whatever. And so it was like a stupid expensive thing to spend money on.
Where can I buy a brand new car for $1,000? I would love to do that.
$1,000, which is equivalent to $25,000 in today's money because of inflation.
This car only costs $225,000.
Right. So in the future, because of inflation.
Oh, if that's all it costs, I'll buy it for the tires, and I'll put the tires on something else.
Exactly.
All I'm saying is you get this technology. And there are early adopters who allow that technology to become relevant and affordable because of the ability for them to start mass producing it.
I don't think that needing to know the tire temperature and tire pressure, like downforce on the road, will ever become a mass market requirement.
Now, I think it might be if you start to think about truckers.
Well, in the article,
driving semis.
In the article, they do talk about some examples where, like, if the car knows that you have summer tires versus winter tires on, it might change the way that it behaves. Maybe. But to your point, Dave, I don't see this. This is like a 50 years from now technology.
I could push a button and that says, I've got summer tires on. I've got winter tires on.
I'm sorry.
And it would be cheaper.
I'm sorry. You guys sound exactly like the guys from 1800 who are like, a vehicle with wheels on it to putz around. What? When am I going to need that? Maybe 50 years from now.
I mean, we won't even have tires in 50 years. It'll all be floating. We'll be hover cars.
Show me the technology that makes that applicable now.
Well, but maybe the technology and the tire that they're presenting today will help when you're landing your hovercraft.
You've got a point there.
Years.
Good point.
I could definitely see the information being required when you land.
They'll say, when they first put this out, it didn't make any sense. But now that we fly and we land, now we really need this technology. So
once again, you are the smartest person in the room.
Bringing it home. There you go.
Not even in the room I'm in right now. I'm not the smartest. Come on, you guys.
There's no one else there.
No, there's other people here.
You know, I think this is an interesting idea. I'm going to give it a thumbs up because I'd like to see what they do with it. I'd like to see if they can make this into other applications other than this one car.
I'm going to say thumbs up because I like needless, expensive things on needless expensive things. They just go together.
Absolutely, they do.
Well, speaking of things that are needless anymore, is apparently if you have a Western Digital MyBook Live, yes! If you haven't found out already, you should probably unplug it from the internet.
Wait, what?
If you have a Western Digital MyBook Live, you may want to consider unplugging it from the internet. Or
why is that?
If you don't, it might get wiped completely by remote
by
hackers.
Whom? Remote hackers. Remote hackers.
So the MyBook Live is like a personal cloud storage, except it's at your home. And at first it looked like that Western Digital sent out a firmware update that wiped data. And what, like a couple days ago, Western Digital said that a malicious actor is somehow compromised their remote system to start wiping data.
Oh my gosh,
that's terrible.
What if it was an intern and they're just trying to cover their tracks?
You know, I wouldn't put it past them.
It was an intern, and they didn't try to do anything malicious. They just accidentally added a couple extra zeros or something in the code, put a comma in the wrong place.
1001.
Now it wipes everything.
Yeah, apparently they were. Apparently, some users have found.
I'm not
going
to get a good reference here, am I?
Yeah, apparently people have gotten their stuff completely wiped, like backups, pretty much anything that you had on it. Like, and these things. Granted, these things are a little old, but they did have a lot of space. I think they had a couple terabyte options, so you could have lost a lot of data.
Wow, that would be bad.
You can't if you.
They should have a backup
have
of that
the
backup.
Drive encrypted. You could send it to like a recovery service, and good chance
That's
to
true.
Get all of your data back. But
true.
One of the features that were touted on these were on-drive encryption. So if you enabled the encryption, you're just shit out of luck.
And
no way to get the data back.
The crappy thing is, from what I kind of heard here, is that they stopped selling these a while ago, right? I think they stopped selling them in like 2015 or something like that. And apparently somebody had found this flaw in the firmware like in 2018. And so since it was found after Western Digital officially stopped supporting them, they're just like, whatever, we're not going to do anything about it. And so that's the flaw that apparently has been used to basically hack into everybody's drives and wipe them.
I mean, I can still buy a brand new MyBook Live on Amazon. A 2 terabyte is $280.
I thought these were ones that they had stopped selling or stopped supporting already.
Maybe stopped supporting and they're just.
It says it stopped. Is it the MyBook Live? They said this article says they stopped supporting the MyBook Live in 2015.
You can buy brand new MyBook Lives.
Huh.
I mean, it looks like they're from a third-party seller, but...
Yeah. I say thumbs down. That's terrible. They should have done something about the security issue.
Yeah, thumbs down.
Thumbs down. You know, I think that Western Digital's probably a little at fault here for not fixing an issue.
No, 100%.
So,
when you know that your product is faulty, when we learned this in PR school, you either get ahead of it and say, "Hey, product's faulty. You need to know that," or you end up having to on the back end apologize a whole bunch, which looks like that's the route that they decided to go with.
That's only fair. I mean, I guess if that's what they want to do, be my guest.
Yeah, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is to make sure that your computers aren't faulty, your hard drives aren't.
But
hackable. I actually read that on a bumper sticker once. Thank you. I was going to say a fortune cookie, but I couldn't spit it out, so my helper said bumper sticker.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the executives at Western Digital might need to buy some T-Mobile 5G Gen because they're going to be
real
5G
Gen. No, that's not real 5G Gen.
This is so bad. No, why?
It's 4G Gen, and we all know it.
It's 4G Gen.
But I don't. 5 Gen.
It's ultra capacity 5 Gen.
5G in what?
Wait, is this like an actual?
It's an actual
beverage?
Product, yes. They made 5 Gen and 5 Ginger Beer. They partnered with Jones Soda for the ginger beer.
Where can I buy 5 Gen?
It's
nowhere.
That's not real 5G.
Then you can order a bottle starting tomorrow. If you click T-Mobile 5 Gen, you can buy it. Order here.
You know what? Gen is like, if I'm going to go hard liquor, gin is the direction I usually lean. So I'd be interested to try this. If I get a bottle, I'll bring it to the next time that I
here,
can get
you
this
can
bottle.
Buy it. Estimated ship date of June 25th. $30.
$30?
$30. Ryan Reynolds sold his gin company for $610 million last August.
What the hell? Why is it 5 gin, but it only has a distinct combination of 3 botanicals? Why wouldn't they make it 5G botanicals?
Like, a $30 bottle of gin is not bottom of the barrel stuff. Like,
no, what? It's not. It's pretty decent.
How many botanicals are there?
5 of them at least.
There's got to be at least 5 botanicals.
Let's look it up.
Botanical? Botanical. Say botanical like...
They cannot ship to Iowa, so you might be stuck. You can't get any.
Can we ship to Kansas?
No.
Wait, where do you
how many botanicals are there?
Can you ship to Minnesota?
It can, actually.
Okay, Blaine, we're shipping it to somebody in Minnesota.
All right.
I'm missing the link in here. Or
it's in the article at the bottom.
Found it.
I don't understand what they're trying to do by promoting this.
Oh. Make a good point, Blaine. It says there are 500 different botanical compounds.
Free shipping on orders over $125.
Used to flavor gin.
Let's go. Let's get it. Up. Let's get that dollar up.
They had 500 botanicals to choose from, and they only did 3 with 5 gin.
You can only purchase one bottle at a time, so you cannot get the free shipping. That is a scam.
That is a scam.
Adding to cart. Special note. I like gin. Orders are okay. Redeem your physical gift card. No, adults, 21 signatures. Responsible taxes order. Go to Washington. Okay, do it shipping. Some restrictions apply. Check
is
out.
This? I wonder if you drink this, like, does it have 5G chips in it? Like, are they gonna implant you with 5G chips so you can track?
I bet you drink it really fast.
How will it
that
interfere with
awesome
my COVID 5G chip?
Yeah. Is it gonna interfere with my COVID 5G chip?
Or will they like combine like Voltron?
I wonder if you get better reception on your 5G phone when you're drinking 5G gin.
I can only imagine.
And you can
it's 5 gin. I'm saying it wrong. 5G gin. 5 gin.
5G in.
5 gin.
Is it 5G?
I tried to ship it here. I tried to ship it here, and it said that the items in my cart can't be shipped here. But if I remove the items in my cart, then I can continue to shipping.
There you go.
There'd be nothing in my cart.
There's nothing there. How much is shipping? I actually kind of want to order it now.
Let's see.
This is ridiculous. You know what? I'm going to give it a thumbs
up. I'm going to leave this
up.
I'm going to figure out where to ship it after this.
5G gin. Thumbs up. I do like some gin.
I think, Blaine, you make a good point. I'm going to say thumbs down because they only use 3 botanicals to make 5 gin.
Yeah, that's...
Good point.
That is... I'm going to give it one thumbs down for that and one thumbs up for it being gin.
That's only fair. Well, you know...
Like our logo.
Just like our logo. You know, have you ever been so upset with a mosquito that you just wanted to blast it in the face?
Yes.
Blast it. The Navy has the guns for you. They apparently tested. They took out the new USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier, and they blasted an area near the ship with 40,000 pounds of explosives.
That's how you get rid of trash.
It was so powerful, it registered a 3.9 earthquake.
All to kill one mosquito.
Yeah, just to kill one mosquito.
The captain said,
"This thing's making me crazy." Their dedication.
That's great. That's perfect. You know,
they did this off the coast of Florida, and now I wonder if there's a conspiracy as to why that other building in Florida fell down. It might have been because of this.
They're also building a luxury condo next door, and apparently it was shaking everything. So that's the new thing.
Well, you know, I'm watching these videos, and these guys, they have some big guns. This is awesome. It's not quite as big as Dave's, though.
But I'm just really curious. Why?
Why not?
Do we just go, like, is our military defense strategy to build the biggest guns and explosives?
And then just
test them so that, and then post the videos to YouTube so that the people go, I don't know if I want to go after them anymore. I just don't know.
Well, this is that our strategy? Full ship shock trials. So they did this to see how the ship would respond to something happening to it of that magnitude.
I mean, if you look at the aircraft carrier,
I didn't say bullshit shock trials. I said what it says here in the thing, full ship shock trials.
You know what? Now I'm reading this. I don't think that there was the guns on the aircraft carrier. They just had like a boatload of explosives in the water.
Yeah. Just to see how big of an explosion it would make.
Yeah. Well, you
know, how much TNT you got on there?
I look at the videos and the aircraft carrier looks like it wasn't phased. So I think it passed.
Yeah. Oh, it's weird because some of the videos make it look like the aircraft carrier is forever away from it, and others make it look like it's right next to it.
It's so huge.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give it a thumbs down for not using the cannons on the boat.
Well, I think they're a little worried that if it, like, what happens if the explosive out of this thing doesn't actually launch properly? Everyone on board is dead.
That would make an even better explosion.
First, it's the shock trials. Then it's the just blow the thing up trials.
Oh, you know, it's like at the end of Mythbusters, where if they can't get something to blow it up, they will blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole thing was to test it so that they could figure out how to design better ships.
There you go.
The explosion launched higher than the boat is tall.
I wonder.
Almost double.
Yeah, based on that video, that explosion was fucking massive.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's shaking everything.
To put it lightly.
Like, there was a boat in the middle of that shock wave test. That was like.
It's not there anymore.
No. It's gone.
Wow. Can you imagine the
they don't exist.
Now you got
a
guy.
That was a tiny. The second one was pretty tiny, and it looked like it happened right next to the ship. But still, that plume was like at least three times as tall as the ship.
Mm. I wonder if they ever do tests where they test how well the ship would do against being blown up.
Then they went around with a little rowboat and scooped up all the dead fish and had a fish fry that night.
I mean, that is kind of like what they did, Blaine.
I like that. Fish fry.
It was off the coast of Florida, right?
You have to do this on Friday, though, for Fish Friday.
This video is pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, I think we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week.
Oh, man.
Anybody want to pitch Mr. Musk an idea tonight? Yes?
I have an idea. I would like him to team up with T-Mobile and make a drink that includes Tesla-quila and 5-gin.
That combines
it's gonna sound, it sounds disgusting, but if anyone can make it delicious, Elon could.
Okay.
Sure, why not? Yeah, I don't want to come up
with the recipe.
I'd like to see them try it. Thumbs up. Give them thumbs up for that. You know, I think that Mr. Musk should come up with a testing explosive that's reusable, so that when the Navy needs to test blowing things up, they can reuse it. Because in that case, it looks like they just lost a ship. What if they could just reuse that ship, that boat?
An undestructible
explode. Undestructible boat. There you go. Reusable, indestructible explosive boat.
I do like that. You would think that they would design like all of the boats that way then, but that just seems excessive.
Well, so maybe that's what they're doing. For maybe this explosion is giving them the data they need to build the indestructible reusable.
Maybe Elon was running this boat, in congruence with the military.
That might be it. I like this idea.
The military seems like the type of people who would trust the type of person like Elon Musk. Yeah, that makes sense. Trust
All right. Who else has a pitch for Mr. Musk?
I don't know that I have one tonight.
I would like Mr. Musk to pay taxes.
No, thumbs down. His whole business crumbles if he has to do something like that.
Hey, come on. We're trying to do things that are realistic here. I don't think he's going to use any of our ideas tonight.
Oops. All right. Nothing for you then, Brian?
I don't think so. I don't think I've got a good idea tonight. I'm going to have to think a little bit more about it.
I thought these pitches were to like think of something beyond what mere mortals can do and present it for Mr. Musk to actually successfully complete.
Yeah, and, good point, Dave. We can't ask
him
to do
did
magic.
I step over that line?
With taxes? If not, you're flirting with it dangerously.
Very dangerously.
You should only pay taxes on his Bitcoin. There you go.
There it is.
Yeah. All right. I think with that, we're going to call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening, and especially those who magically found us to watch and tune into this madness live on Tuesday nights. Because
I've stopped editing them.
If you want to somehow in the future find all of the past episodes.
Minus a few.
You can maybe check out councilcast.org, search iTunes, or your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you'd like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.